In this week's parsha, Parshas Re'eh, we get the promise, the commitment, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you are children to Hashem, your God. This is a promise that brings with it responsibility, it brings with it privilege, it brings with it obligation. In this week's parsha, we are told three things because we are children of Hashem. One, after a close relative passes away, there is a mitzvah of leisis goydidu, which means that we may not hurt ourselves while mourning for a person who has died. We're not allowed to mourn excessively. The second is that we are meant to be an am segula, which means that we are expected to protect our status and to remember who we are at all times. It comes with all different details. And third, leisachal kol te'eva, be careful with what we eat. We should not eat disgusting things because what we eat becomes part of us. Today I want to focus on the first of the three. Leisis goydidu, we should not hurt ourselves, we should not harm ourselves. Veleisa simu karcha bein einechem lemeis, we shouldn't put a bald spot between our eyes for a dead person. There are many ways to understand this pasuk, to understand this mitzvah. We'll start from the simplest. The Rashi says that as princes, we are meant to look dignified and pleasant, and therefore we should not be maiming ourselves. The Malbim and Ibn Ezra say that if we understand that we are children of Hashem and He is our Father, then certainly whatever He does is for the best. Even though we don't understand it, and even though we are in pain, we should realize that it's ultimately for our good, and therefore we should not, we cannot overly mourn. The Ramban says that the Goyim, for whom death is indeed the end, could mourn because once it's over, they're dead, and that's it. However, for a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, death is not the end, and we will and do continue to live. We are allowed to cry, of course we are, and we are allowed to mourn, but it has to be modulated. We are much more neshama than guf, says the Rambam. We are much more spiritual than physical. So even when the physical leaves, and of course it's sad, and of course there's mourning, we have to remember that we are more neshama than guf. The Daskenim says that a person who, for example, loses his father, should realize that he still does have a father, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, and he shouldn't overly mourn because he will still be taken care of. Whoever it is that has passed away, we still have a father in Shemayim. The Sefer Chinuch adds, characteristically, that Torah helps us be the dignified people that we should be. And because dignified people do not maim themselves and harm themselves and act in such an irrational way, we're given this mitzvah, do not maim yourself, do not hurt yourself, do not overly mourn. The Yalkut puts it all together and says, isn't it beautiful that we are commanded not to torture ourselves and that we get schar for not torturing ourselves? He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us out so much. He gives us mitzvahs, he gives us commandments to do things that we wouldn't do anyways, and then he gives us schar for not doing it. For example, similarly, we're commanded not to eat to'eva, not to eat disgusting things, not to eat bugs. Who wants to eat bugs? But every time you see a bug crossing by, and you don't say, yum, I'm going to cook this for supper, and you don't eat it, you get schar for not eating it. What a beautiful gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, that he gives us schar for doing things that we wouldn't want to do anyways. However, we do have an interesting twist here, because if we look in Chazal, it gives an entirely different explanation of what this mitzvah leisis goydidu means. And what Chazal say is that the word sis goydidu comes from the word aguda, a gathering, a group. And he says, leisis goydidu means don't make yourself agudot agudot, meaning there shouldn't be machlokes. Yes, there are many, many different ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in that grouping that we make to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should realize that ultimately we're all one group and we're all doing the same thing, which is serving Hashem in our different ways. Don't create machlokes. Don't put, he says, don't put a karcha bein einechem. Don't put a kairach bein einechem. Don't create what kairach did, which is a machlokes. Don't make an argument like he did. The problem with making agudot is that when there are many truths, when there is pluralism, you lose the one truth. That means that everything gets weakened as soon as there are different truths. Again, this doesn't mean that there's not different ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course there are. There were 12 Shvatim. We have many different drachim to get to the goal of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's only one truth. And the one truth is, Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. The one truth is that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve. And Chazal say that if we find many different truths, but Tihi HaEmes Ne'ederes, then the truth gets lost, because if there's many different ways, then maybe none of them are the right way. And therefore, we need to stay together. And again, it doesn't mean that we don't have different minhagim or takanas, but we need to be unified in our understanding of the ultimate truth. And Chazal continue and say, the biggest problem is when the karcha, when the machlekes, is bein einechem, between the ene ha'eda, the leaders, when the leaders are fighting, because there's no consensus on what the right path is, then we, the little people, we have no one to follow. And that's the most dangerous of all. So this mitzvah, lois tiskoididu, don't make yourself into agudot, don't make yourself into groups that don't agree with each other on the ultimate truth, v'lois sasimu karcha, and don't make a kairach, don't bring a kairach, bein einechem, between your eyes. It's a very nice pshat. The question is, what does this have to do with pshat? Meaning, usually when Chazal come to tell us something, it's connected somewhat to the pshat of the pasuk. So it seems to be that on the pshat level, on the very basic level, what this pasuk is talking about is not about machlekes. What this pasuk is talking about is that when a person passes away, we can't overly mourn him. So how does this at all connect to what Chazal are telling us, that we're not allowed to have a machlekes? And I saw that if we go back to the Ramban, and I'll remind you that what the Ramban's pshat into why we can't hurt ourselves is that we are much more neshama than guf, meaning that even though we happen to be in different physical bodies, the Ramban took his explanation and said, we are more neshama than guf, and therefore when a person dies, you can't overly mourn him, because you have to realize that this world is very temporary, and the world to come is where permanence is. But if we are trying to understand Chazal, so we take this pshat of the Ramban, who says that we're more neshama than guf, in essence, we're all one. We're all one neshama. We're all chelek alekam imal. We're all unified. We happen to be in different physical bodies now, but spiritually we're made for one peace. We are really one. And that's why there should be peace. We are banim to the same father. Banim atem lahashem elekechem. And yes, different banim have different ways of looking at things, and they have different paths, and then they have different families. They build different homes. That's okay. But at the end of the day, we are banim to the same father. And we have to realize this as Klal Yisrael, that even though we may look different than each other, and we may speak different languages, and we may have different thoughts, and we may have different passions, at the end of the day, banim atem lahashem elokeichem, and if we have the same father, which we do, despite our many differences, we have to remember that in essence and forever we are one. And therefore, it makes sense to say on this pasuk, loy siskoididu, when you come up with your differences of opinion, which we will, which we have forever, and we will continue to do so, understand that the differences can't divide us to the extent that we become agudot agudot. And we have to respect, and we have to understand, and we have to always remember that banim atem lahashem elokeichem, we have one father.